Linda Wertheimer, you've covered so many conventions. Hazard a guess as to how many?
Well, let's see. I guess 76. I
Wow.
started in 76.
Oh, you started in 76. So, all
Right.
right. Well, we can do
Not
the.
76
I was going to
conventions,
say,
please,
well, we'll
Brian.
do the math later. But I'm just wondering, the security has gotten tied throughout the recent years, but can you remember one that's been so extraordinary as this one?
I don't think so. Nothing like this. In 1968, the convention went on inside the building in Chicago as if nothing were happening outside, and what was happening outside was a giant riot, what has been called a police riot, bloody battles between the police and protesters. But still, that was not quite the same thing as what we're looking at here, because this is full-scale security inside and out, and everyone is participating in it. In 1996, the Democrats returned to Chicago, and there was a great deal of security at that convention because people thought maybe that somebody would want to make some kind of statement, but nothing really happened. This is a post-9/11 world, though, and I think everyone has accepted it, and it is very different.
Linda, let's talk a little bit about where we are today and how we got here. It seems it wasn't that long ago, 6 months or so, and all the talk was about Howard Dean. He was on the news. He was on the news magazine covers, and all of the hype seemed to be about him. Remind us now, how did John Kerry get here?
Well, John Kerry he's managed to stay in the hunt despite the enormous bump that Howard Dean had by winning the Iowa caucuses. Iowa was way out of Kerry's home turf, and it represented an ability to interest voters who didn't really know him. And then he went on there from strength to strength through the primaries. But if you look at it from the voters' point of view, and that's, what I was doing was just going talking to voters, people would tell me things like, "My heart's with Dean, but my head's with Kerry." The Democrats wanted to defeat the president. They felt so strongly that what they needed was a candidate who was able to do that, and Kerry seemed to many people to be the best and most obvious choice, even if they didn't necessarily fall in love with Kerry.
All about electability, I guess.
Yes, I think so.
These conventions have become mammoth productions, not just speeches and balloons. There are now biographical films. Back in '92, Bill Clinton's friends, Harry and Linda Thomason, produced The Man from Hope. What can we expect in this convention? Who's producing it, and what kind of things? What's the party hoping to accomplish?
Don Mischer is the producer of the convention. It was he who produced the opening and closing ceremonies of the Salt Lake City Winter Olympics. He has produced all kinds of concerts and performances, including Barbra Streisand's Millennium concert. So I guess we can say that this guy has done divas, and he can handle just about anything that the Democrats want to hand to him. But what the Democrats want is for the convention to look good on television, and what they have to do here is make an active, rich experience out of what is essentially lots of people making speeches. So, a tough assignment. They'll intersperse music. There will be, choreographed demonstrations, performances. There'll be movies. They'll try to entertain and excite the audience in the hall. Above all, what they do not want to see are network pictures of delegates who were bored or, even worse, nodding off.
Well, there will be some substantive issues for the Democratic faithful, no doubt, in the coming weeks that in the coming week that we'll be listening for. A lot of voters, I think, want to know specifically what John Kerry is going to do about Iraq. How do the Democrats plan to handle this?
Well, I think this is a difficult one. I think what they'll do is they'll first of all try to handle it in an emotional way. Mr. Kerry will have his military escort, his crew from the fast boat Vietnam days. He'll have Max Cleland, the former senator from Georgia, who's also a Viet vet. Kerry was a warrior. He was a war protester. His courage and his strength will be a big part of what the Democrats will try to put across in this whole presentation, because they want to demonstrate that he is a candidate who is capable of being the commander in chief. Now, as to what he will specifically do in Iraq, he's been guarded about that all along, because he talks about the allies who should be part of the effort, about internationalizing the war and so forth. The obvious problem he has is that he would have to do many of the same things that the president would do in an effort to extract this country from the war in an honorable way, and trying to leave Iraq a better place than it was when the U.S. went in. And however Democrats may feel about whether this war was wrong or right, I think most of them do agree that it has to be resolved.
There's been so much talk about the nation being so polarized this year. There's so much passion, some might say vitriol, against George Bush among Democrats. Is the party at all concerned about this and the image? Are they going to try to tamp this down during the convention?
Well, yes and no. I mean, after all, this strong desire to defeat the president is the energy that will fuel efforts to get out the vote, that will get the Democrats moving and keep them moving from now until Election Day. Mr. Kerry, however, is said not to want the convention to be 4 days of wall-to-wall Bush bashing. Mm-hmm. He wants to be positive and to look forward, but I think we have to say that bashing will undoubtedly occur.
All right. Thanks, Linda. We'll come back to you in a moment.